from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let's shift gears now. We're going in the huddle.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
With In the Huddle on the Morning Shift.
Big, big news going into the week. And Dallas Cowboys receiver CeeDee Lamb, the holdout is over. He agreed to a 4-year, $136 million deal, and that makes him the second highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. So the deal includes $38 million signing bonus and the largest ever given to a wide receiver and $100 million guaranteed.
I got one word for y'all. Get that man his money.
Deep pockets.
Golly, boy. No, and this is what he wanted. This is what he kind of envisioned in terms of his Cowboy future. I think this is also what Jerry Jones envisioned. This is why Jerry was like, man, we ain't in any hurry.
Nope.
Get that man his money.
And Jerry said he's qualified for the job to be able to negotiate.
Here's my biggest takeaway, and you guys can agree or disagree. I think that if you were going to make a decision about Dak Prescott moving forward, that he has to have every weapon at his disposal, and you have to make sure they are happy. So if you're going to make that decision next year, next offseason about Dak, you better make sure CeeDee Lamb is part of that fold and part of that process, and now he will be. And shocker, this is a good football team, dude. Dallas is a good team who the Falcons will see later this year.
Yeah, they are, but there's just so much uncertainty about them, and I'm not – I don't know. How much will the loss of Dan Quinn affect their defense and the way they were able to play the last few years?
Fair question.
And they still have
– Mike Zimmer's pretty good.
It's not a doubt, Mike Zimmer. It's about the fact that that team played a certain style of football with Dan Quinn at the helm of the defense, and it was what won them a lot of football games.
It's a well-established coach, right? Everyone knows who Mike Zimmer is, but it's still a different coach coming in. So I think it's a fair question just to ask, hey, new guy coming in.
Fair, sure.
How are they going to play?
The quarterback going to make business decisions as he's when he's back in that pocket for his future? Is, you know, they're still an edge rusher they're going to have to pay as well. So I think you took care of one guy, but there's still two other guys that are about to get paid. If it's in Dallas or not, I don't know.
Let's just stop right there, and I just want just an inkling, and both y'all can weigh in, or you want, or Bo, whatever. Do you think Dak Prescott is there next season?
I was going to ask that question.
I don't.
So if you say you don't, then you're saying that they lose in the playoffs again this year. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, either that or they don't go 12-5, and it's a 10-7 second round exit or whatever. I don't think they win a Super Bowl this year. Just I'd say that hey, we're not a Super Bowl, and I don't think Dak is back there. I think you're starting to give out money in these other positions. I think they have more belief in Micah Parsons and CeeDee Lamb and the offensive lineman they had to pay and other things. To where I think they think.
Well, you better figure it out.
So let's not forget the families weighing in on Dak for your receivers out there. You had Micah Parsons, not even receiver, but Micah Parsons. Some of his fam taken to Twitter to voice their concerns over the quarterback. I think CeeDee Lamb's mom.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think that look down the road, Carson Beck, Dallas Cowboys, 2025.
Dak's a good quarterback. For some people, I you know what? My photographer out in Paris was a Dallas guy, and he was saying he's worn out. Basically, his welcome in Dallas. They're tired.
Oh, you want to run Dak? But that's.
But that's the nature of where he is
him,
playing.
Somebody will give him $60 million a year, and it'll happen. But I just don't think
fresh start
in
might be needed for him.
I heard a New Orleans cab driver tell me the same thing about Drew Brees. The problem is, you don't want to get Carson back. You better be willing to trade your entire draft capital for the next 2 years, because that's what it's going to cost if Carson Beck has any kind of year like he did last season.
I agree.
You're giving up everything to get him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.